This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House Friday for his first visit from a foreign leader since taking office. At a joint news conference, the president said Tokyo and Washington must have a good partnership to ensure the Indo-Pacific region remains free and open.
We committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
The meeting underscores Biden's emphasis on alliances to deal with an increasingly assertive China. Biden and Suga are also looking to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. The United Nations says it has suspended aid operations in the Nigerian town of Damasak after armed groups attacked aid workers and humanitarian agencies. The UN says up to 65,000 people have fled fighting in the town located near the border with Niger. The spokesman for the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, said Friday that agencies were forced to shut down because of targeted attacks by insurgents against aid workers, humanitarian assets, and facilities.
And recently also conducting house-to-house searches, reportedly looking for civilians identified as aid workers.
Violence in the Lake Chad Basin has uprooted 3.3 million people since 2009, when the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram launched its insurgency. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. More details are emerging about a gunman who killed eight people at a FedEx facility in Indiana. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The shooter has been identified.
19-year-old Brandon Hole. FedEx officials have confirmed that Mr. Hole was a former employee at the facility, and he was last employed in 2020.
Indianapolis Deputy Police Chief Craig McCart says they don't know why Hole left the job or if he had ties to the workers in the facility.
So now the work really begins, trying to establish some of that and see if we can figure out some sort of motive in this, but we don't have that right now.
Evidence was taken from Hole's home, including desktop computers. The FBI says agents questioned Hole last year after his mother called police to say her son might commit suicide by cop. I'm Ed Donahue.
Raul Castro said Friday he is resigning as the head of Cuba's Communist Party. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Raul Castro announced Friday he is resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party, ending more than six decades of his family's leadership. The 89-year-old Castro announced his retirement in a speech at the opening of the 8th Congress of the ruling party. Raul Castro succeeded his older brother Fidel as president in 2008 and then as head of the party in 2011. Fidel Castro, who died in 2016, led the revolution that drove out dictator Fulgencio Batista in 1959. Raul Castro did not say who he will endorse as first secretary of the Communist Party, but previously indicated he favors 69-year-old Miguel Diaz-Canel, who succeeded him as president in 2018. I'm Mike Gracia.
The list of mourners attending the funeral of Britain's Prince Philip Saturday has been announced. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Coronavirus restrictions only allow 30 to attend the funeral of Prince Philip on Saturday at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. Then include Philip's widow, the Queen, and her four children, heir to the throne, Prince Charles, his brothers, Prince Andrew and Prince Edward, and his sister, Princess Anne, also attending the funeral, will be the Queen's eight grandchildren, including Prince William and Prince Harry, though not Harry's wife, Meghan, who is pregnant and remains in California on her doctor's advice. Other senior royals and three of Philip's German relatives have also been invited. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Stocks added to their recent gains Friday on Wall Street, driving the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average to new highs. The S&P rose 0.36%, led by gains in companies that relied directly on consumer spending, healthcare stocks, and banks, which benefited from higher treasury yields. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 0.48%, while the NASDAQ added 0.1%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.